Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Well, hello, good people. Greetings, people of the earth and of the universe. Welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. I am your host, Keith, and it is so good to be back home. So today, what we have on the roster, two albums for you to go over. Tyler, the Creator, with Flower Boy. It's a rap album, hip-hop. And The Breeders, indie rock icons, with their new album, their first album in 9 years, called All Nerve. So we're going to start off with Tyler, the Creator, and Flower Boy. So for those of you who don't know who Tyler, the Creator is, he is the founding member of the collective Odd Future. He's an MC who's been around for a little while. This album, Flower Boy, where do I start? This album is definitely a departure for the MC slash producer since his last record, Cherry Bomb, which came out 3 years ago. He was once considered like the class clown of hip hop, but he has delivered a record now that is a lot more mature with his lyrics and his sound. The opening song is called Forward, and it features a cat named Rex Orange County. This song has like a minimalist, less is more feel to the production, with a sparse drum beat and haunting keys layered throughout it. I mean, Tyler raps on this song about the dangers of excess and the boredom of it all as well. You know, lyrics like how many cars can I buy until I run out of drive? How much drive can I have till I run out of the road? How much road can they pave till they run out of land? How much land can there be until I run in the ocean? I mean, so he's just talking about something that most hip hop artists don't talk about, you know, excess, and how it's not good, and the danger of it, how it can be detrimental to you, and just the boredom of it. Like, this is what my life is. I mean, there's got to be more than this to my life. He starts the album off this way. So yeah, so Tyler's going for it on this record. Now, mind you, I can tell you firsthand, when I heard his first album, Goblin, I was not a fan at all. I didn't care for that album at all. But I see the difference in growth, production-wise and lyrically, from his first album to his new album, which is his fourth album. You know, from Goblin to Flower Boy, big difference. Big difference. The music, as I said before, you know, it does have a minimalist, less is more feel to it. It's blended with soul, like 70s soul with 70s style Roy Ayers-esque like contemporary jazz. But also Tyler also is able to, you know, seam in there a cinematic, like a movie score feel to it. I mean, so, you know, Four, like I said, has that less is more feel. I already mentioned that to you. It's a great opening track. And then he goes into Where This Flower Blooms, featuring Frank Ocean. You all know Frank Ocean. He's also from the Odd Future clique. So this is their collective. So Odd Future basically became the successors to Wu-Tang Clan and the Hieroglyphics and Living Legends. So they're like the last collective, a hip-hop collective, that had people go out and do these solo projects and have it all still be related to their collective. So that's where Odd Future winds up. So yeah, Frank Ocean is probably the most popular person people knew about. Tyler, the Creator, was first in that lineup. Then Frank Ocean came and the internet came. So, but getting back to this song, you know, Where This Flower Blooms, you know, this song starts off with airy keys that have a cinematic score-like feel that turn into like an acoustic piano that supports Tyler's deep voice. The MC rhymes about his days before he made it in hip-hop when he was a barista at Starbucks, you know. Lyrics like $80 profit from the coffee I poured, rent-a-center calling every day, nobody home, they're knocking on the door. Now I skirt, and toys I only dreamed that I could afford. You know, he's talking about now he's driving around in, you know, sports cars that he never thought he would be able to buy because of his new career, you know, his successful career as a rapper and a producer, you know, in the music business. You know, the song kicks into like a second gear punch with drums when Tyler declares that, run it, you know, I rock, I roll, I bloom, I grow. He says that repeatedly, you know, and to me that lyric has a double meaning because, yes, Tyler has become more self-reflective about his life. It's also a show and a proof of how hip-hop has become the new rock and roll and how today's rappers are the new rock stars. Something to think about. Tyler, the Creator, sings and raps about his dream love in a song called See You Again, and that one has more of like an 80s R&B feel to it, you know, where Tyler's croony. I mean, so this is, you know, when you listen to this record, this is stuff that you're not used to hearing from Tyler. You know, before, Tyler was about just a randomness of lyrics that talked about things that did not include love and yearning for love. So, I mean, it's nice to hear, you know, a rapper be vulnerable about, you know, when can I see you again? When can we get together? You know, you get that. So you don't hear that too much with MCs today. You know, LL Cool J was the first to start that, but I need love. So, you know, I think people have forgotten about that. You know, he made history with that. So Tyler's kind of picking up that mantle with the song. When he sings and says, can I get a kiss? Can I make it last forever? I don't know if I ever see you again. I mean, yeah, that's Tyler being vulnerable. So that's good. Really good. But the next song I want to talk about off this album is Potholes. And this song features Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, of course, and Jada Pinkett Smith's son. This song talks about what happens when you outgrow your friends because, you know, you're focused, you're ambitious, and you're successful. I mean, do you stay with those friends who just want to hang out and party? Or do you move on to, the friends you have now who have the same drive as you? You know, friends who distract you from your goals are the potholes. So, you know, the lyrics go, the streets are filled with some clues like how I ain't noticed that. You know, forget it. I see some familiar stuck in the cul-de-sac. I pull up and get out. I want to help. But what you want for some people really don't want for themselves. Now, should I stay or should I go? Kind of a Clash reference there. I like that, actually. I don't know if he was aware of that or not. He probably was. That's my dilemma, and traffic is picking up. If I don't leave, I'm going to get stuck. So I speed off. We talk barely, and it seems awkward. And I heard through some words that you're off it. I got too much drive. Don't want to steer off path and crash and get distracted. Jada Smith chimes in with, I had to switch gears on him. You know, fishtail and the interview mirror on him. You know, and he makes a screeching noise like a, you know, skrr, like the car's burning rubber. I had to switch gears on him, you know, swerve left, turn steering wheel on him. Watch for them potholes. Watch out for those potholes. I mean, it's cool. I like that analogy that he used for that song. It's a nice, funky, chill hip-hop song. Nice bass line, nice drive to the song. So, yeah, that's so I'm digging this album. I never thought in a million years that I would be digging Tyler, the Creator, after listening to his first album. I had bought Goblin. So let me tell you, I bought Goblin and I heard it and I was just, I never heard a rap album that made me so irate and angry lyrically when I, you know, lyrically speaking. So yeah, I sent that album back and I just never really, had any more interest in him until I saw him do Loiter Squad, which is a comedy TV series he did on Adult Swim, which was pretty funny. I did enjoy that. And, you know, of course, Frank Ocean came out with Channel Orange, and I love that record. And The Internet came out, and I loved them. So, and they happened to be from Odd Future. So I'm like, okay, well, this is cool. I dig that. I was watching a Tiny Desk performance with Tyler, the Creator. NPR Tiny Desk, he had a band, and he was performing tracks off this record, and I was like, wow, this sounds really good. Let me check it out. But I wanted to say that this album, as I said before, you know, it blends 70s classic soul and Roy Ayers type of jazz with the modern day trap music and horrorcore, with Cinematic Soundscapes. This album is like a new school hip hop classic that needs to be played. Yeah, definitely. If you check it out, you will like it. My favorite tracks on this record are Forward, Where This Flower Blooms, See You Again, Who That Boy. That song has kind of the whole horrorcore and cinematic theme to it when you listen to it. Also, Trap and like a club song. It's really interesting, and the video is off the hook, actually. Potholes, Boredom, I Ain't Got Time, and Glitter. I mean, those are the favorite tracks. Those are the tracks I suggest you listen to. If you listen to those tracks, you will be loving this record. On a scale out of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I give this album an 8.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Hey, welcome back, people. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. I am your host, Keith. And we just finished talking about Tyler, the Creator's album Flower Boy. Now we're about to talk about the Breeders, the alt-rock, alternative rock icons, the Breeders. Let me say that specifically. Their claim to fame was Last Splash, album in the 90s that was amazing with Cannonball and One Divine Hammer. Just, you know, the founder of that group is Kim Deal, who's also formerly from the Pixies. She's the original bass player from that group. When that group broke up, she formed the Breeders, and she never looked back. She just kept it moving. So this album, All Nerve, where do I start? It's on the same label that she started off with the Breeders, 4AD Records. She went and got back to her original lineup from Last Splash, and that is her twin sister, Kelly Deal, on guitar and vocals with her, Josephine Wiggins on bass, and their drummer, Jim McPherson. So it's a nice return to form. This album is consistent with the Breeders and their style of music. Songs like Walking with the Killer. Where do I start with this song? It plays like a subtle, slow-moving rock song that's driven by the bass that reminds you of slow dancing at a country fair. That's what came to my mind when I was hearing this track. But when you listen more carefully, the song appears to be about a girl walking in the cornfields with a bad boy who happens to be a killer. Okay, that's new. The contrast between the lyrics and the music, you know, it blends perfectly together. It's, I mean, because you don't get that when you just hear the song on the surface, but if you listen carefully, like, wait a minute, what's going on here in this track? And, you know, the lyrics like, I'm walking with the killer and I'm gonna need that ride. We rolled through the night, through the cornfields at East 35. I didn't know I should hide. I didn't know it was my night to die, but it really was. I had no desire for hopes or holidays, yet our eyes meet. I slide to him, my thighs sticking on the seat. I mean, I'm like, okay, what's going on here? It's just, it's like this song is kind of out of like a horror movie. It's really interesting. But when you hear it sonically, you think of sunshine and having fun at the county, in the annual county fair that happens, you know, like, you know, once a year. It's a good track. You know, this album, the way the Breeders approach their music, especially on this record, is definitely a less is more feel to it. And that type of style is usually exclusive to like jazz bands. So that's what I like about this record, because I feel like it had a jazz band approach to the music. The music doesn't sound like jazz, but their approach with that less is more feel, I really enjoyed. It was really cool to hear that with this record. I mean, I didn't realize how much I missed this band until I heard this album. So the title track is called All Nerve, of course. And Kim is singing about, you know, a love that's lost and missed, you know, and it sounds kind of like a somber rock ballad that's pleading, you know, desperate, disturbing, and it's kind of subtle yet lyrically aggressive because, you know, well, I'll tell you about that in a second. I mean, and it's bass driven with with that Les Moore feel that I was just talking about. You know, like I said, this is like rarely used in rock and roll. So it's nice to see someone take that approach. Rock and roll doesn't always have to be heavy to be good. I mean, there's a heavy rock that I like, but it doesn't have to always be that way. It can be subtle and charismatic and just deliver. You know, sometimes it's more of a punch when you do that. So on All Nerve, that song, she says, "I want to see you, especially you. You don't know how much I miss you. Ha ha. I may be high. I may hide and run out at you. You don't know how much I miss you. I won't stop. I'll run you down. I won't stop. I'll run you down. I'm all nerve. I'm all nerve." And then she says, "I hit the hole. Oh God, I hit the mall. You don't know how far I'd go." So once again, I'm just like, wow, okay. So she misses this guy. And it sounds kind of like she wants to stalk him too. I'm not sure. But when you hear the song, it's so, it's such a, I mean, it's delivered in such a soft, mellow way. Once again, like I said, if you don't pay attention to the lyrics, you don't catch that. That's why I like that contrast, you know, of, you know, these lyrics that are kind of aggressive or very aggressive with this mellow music, this mellow rock and roll ballad music driven by the bass. It's really good. You know, songs like Wait in the Car, and that's another one. Now, so the rest of the lyrics in this record are very abstract to me. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly what she's saying on certain songs. But I got to tell you, I like that. I like the fact that I don't know and I'm trying to figure it out. I like the fact that I'm looking at the CD booklet and I'm reading the lyrics like, what is she saying? I can't tell you the last time someone made a record that made me dive into the lyrics like that, that made me want to know what they're saying and try to figure it out. So, you know, props and respect to the Breeders and Kim Deal and Josephine Wiggins and all the other songwriters on this record, because, you know, she delivered in that way because she's got me guessing. But, you know, Wait in the Car, it sounds like, okay, wait in the car, right? But it goes, "Good morning, consider I always struggle with the right word." And then she's like, "Meow, meow, meow." "As a sinner, I unlock nothing but need." So it's when I, you know, and then she says, you know, "Oh, uh-oh, mother wants to hold me down. Uh-oh, wait in the car, I got business." So I'm like trying to figure out what that is, but it just, it blows me away when I hear that, because I just don't know exactly what she's saying. And, you know, I'm getting a picture, but I don't know exactly if I have the whole picture, but I like that I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm intrigued so much by that. So that song is that way. And another song is called Metagoth. It has like a goth rock feel to it. Josephine Wiggins, the bass player, singing on that one with the Breeders. And once again, I'm still trying to figure out what the lyrics mean on that. All I know is that I like what I'm hearing. Sonically, it's just very pleasing. And as I said before, it's just, it's refreshing to have someone put so much into their lyrics in the sense that, you know, they leave you guessing and wanting more. And that's what this Breeders record does. So a snippet of the lyric from Metagoth, you know, she says, "Can't come closer, might fall and drown. Can't come closer, might fall 90 million miles. No one's here. No one's here to stay." So I don't know what that means. I just don't, but I like it. You know, this is a great album. I like it a lot. It's been a while since I've been really excited about a good rock and roll record, especially from a group that's been around for over 20 years. So, you know, I'm glad that the Breeders are still alive and kicking. I'm glad that they're doing their thing. And like I said, I'm going to spend more time just trying to dissect these lyrics and figure them out. And when I get a chance to see them in concert, you know, if I get a chance to meet Miss Deal, I will definitely ask her, what did you mean by this and that? So I wonder if she even gets those questions anymore. But yeah, this album, it just came out about a week or so ago. It's on 4AD Records. And as far as I'm concerned, that, you know, this is a good record. This is worth listening to. I like it a lot. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I give it an 8. This album has, like I said before, a less is more feel, but it leaves you coming back and wanting more when you hear it. So once again, the Breeders, All Nerve, great record, 8 out of 10. Pick it up, especially if you like that that alternative rock and roll sound from the 90s that is like deeply missed today. Deeply missed today. Oh, I miss it. And they are touring. So when I can, I will let you know about when they're going to be in town and where they're going to be next. But yeah, check this album out.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
By the way, party people, as I was saying before, I was going to give you some information on the Breeders and their tour. So I wanted to talk to you about that. So the Breeders are coming to town. So they will be in San Francisco at the Masonic on April 8th. So you can check them out there. They're also going to be in Los Angeles on April 5th. And they're going to be touring. Oh, okay, they're doing their thing in Cali. Let's see. That's so the Fonda Theater in Los Angeles on April 5th. And then the theater at Ace in Los Angeles on April 6th. And then they're going to be in Santa Ana, California, the Observatory in Santa Ana on April 7th. Wow, they're busy. So I mentioned April 8th, right, already. I mentioned that one. Okay. In San Francisco. So April 10th, they're going to be at the McManaman's Crystal Ballroom. I probably said that wrong, but hey, I tried. In Portland, Oregon. So, and the tickets are pretty cheap for these shows, like $30, $45. And they're, you know, it's pretty cool. So April 11th, the Breeders are going to be at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver. So, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Not Vancouver, Vancouver. So, and let's see, they're also going to be in Seattle at the Showbox Soto on April 13th. April is, they got it going on in April. They're doing their thing. So the Breeders Knitting Factory in Boise, Idaho, April 15th. Okay. So, and the Complex in Salt Lake City, Utah on April 16th. April 18th, they're going to be at the Ogden Theater in Denver, Colorado, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let's see, on April 19th, that's a Thursday. On April 21st, they will be in Austin, Texas at a theater called Emos, looks like, if I'm saying that right, Emos or Emos. April 22nd, House of Blues in Dallas. Dallas, Texas, of course. April 23rd, House of Blues, Houston. So there are House of Blues, Dallas, and Dallas, Texas on the 22nd. House of Blues, Houston, and Houston, Texas on the 23rd. And then they're going to go to Alabama, April 25th, Iron City. Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama. So, and then the Canary Ballroom in Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, excuse me, Cannery Ballroom. In Nashville, Tennessee, my bad. And Brooklyn Steel on April 30th, Brooklyn, New York. So, yeah. And then Terminal 5 in New York on May 1st. What is Terminal 5? I've never heard of that place. That sounds like an airport or airplane, you know, like you're about to go fly off somewhere. So, okay. And then the Capitol Theater, Portchester in Portchester, New York on May 2nd. And the House of Blues in Boston, Boston, Massachusetts, May 4th. Little tidbit for you. Before Kim Deal did the Breeders and she was in the Pixies, they were a band based out of Boston, Massachusetts. Did you know that? Did you know? Well, now you do. So that's the Breeders tour info I want to give you guys. I also want to talk about, so albums of theirs definitely worth picking up. Their first album is an EP called Pod. And that's with the original lineup that included Josephine Wiggins and Tanya Donnelly, who left the Breeders to form Belly. You guys didn't know that. Of course, Last Splash, great album. I also am fond of the album called The Mountain Battles. That's a really good record. And All Nerve, Fate to Fatal, you can't go wrong. Title TK, that's a good album. All their albums are good. You can't go wrong with the Breeders, not at all. Favorite tracks on the record are off of the Breeders' All Nerve, Wait in the Car, All Nerve, Metagoth, Walking with the Killer, Archangels, Thunderbird. You listen to those tracks, and I guarantee you will love this record once you hear those songs. Those are all great songs. The whole album's great. It's got a real cool feel to it. You'll dig this record. So that's my take on the Breeders, All Nerve. Getting back to earlier in our podcast when we did the review on Tyler, the Creator, so I wanted to mention that there's other people who have guest spots on this record that we didn't mention. So such as Kelly Uchis on See You Again. She sings on that track, great track. A$AP Rocky is on Who Dat Boy. That's the, like, horrorcore, hip-hop, cinematic scope, creepy type of club track that, like I said, that video was intriguingly disturbing. It's like the song. I like the song. And then in the video, yeah, you just got to watch it. It's a trip. You'll be having a conversation about that after you watch that video. You're like, what was that? So, but that's what you want an artist to do. You want an artist to be that way. You want them to be provocative. You want them to challenge you, you know, with their art. And he did that with this record. So also other people on this record, you know, like I said, Estelle, British R&B sensation, Estelle, she sings on Garden Shed. So, and then you have Lil Wayne on Dropping Seeds. So, yeah, Tyler, you know, he had some fun getting all these people together to make this record. It's definitely a good album. It's a great album. You should check it out. And he is also on tour. So let me give you his info. So Tyler, the Creator, is touring, April 11th, the Shrine Expo Hall in Los Angeles, California. April 14th, Coachella in Indio, California. I guess April 21st at Coachella, too. So I guess he's got 2 days at Coachella. May 4th, the Beale Street Music Festival in Memphis, Tennessee. May 25th at the Boston Calling in Boston, Massachusetts. Okay, he might run into the Breeders, who knows. Sasquatch Music Festival looks like George Washington. I kid you not, that's what it says, George Washington. George, WA. So yeah, that's a bit much, but hey, it is what it is. So I did not make that up. May 26th, Boston Calling in Boston, Massachusetts. So, and let's say the Sasquatch Music Festival again on, so I said the 25th, and he's the 26th, looks like. So I guess he's got 2 days at that festival as well in George Washington. May 27th at Sound Set at St. Paul, Minnesota. June 1st at the Primavera Sound in Barcelona, Spain. So, okay, Tyler's going to be hitting Europe. There you go. June 2nd, Orange Warsaw Festival in Warsaw, Poland. So, and by the way, folks, you know, music trends come and go. They do certain styles of music, certain types of gimmicks and acts. But the one thing with music that is forever is a great live show. I don't care what genre you are. I don't care who you are or where you're from. Human beings will always love to see great live concerts. That will never go out of style. You give a good show, you're doing it. That's all that really matters in the end. So I just want to mention that. Nothing like a great live music concert performance, whether it's hip-hop, rock and roll, punk rock, blues, country, reggae, you name it, opera, you know, classical. If it's good, it's good. It just touches your soul. So don't forget that, people. Live concerts, you know, that's a great way to have fun, to express yourself, to get out of the norm and just do your thing. Yeah, go see a good live concert. Shake things up. But yeah, that's something that no one can change. That will always be something that is universally excellent and a beautiful thing to be a part of. I just wanted to also mention Tyler will be at the Orange Warsaw Festival in Warsaw, Poland on June 2nd. the We Love Green Festival in Paris, France on June 3rd, and the Best Kept Secret Festival and Hilvarenbeek, Netherlands. I might be saying that wrong, but hey, I'm trying. A for effort, right? Yeah, that's June 8th, looks like. Best Kept Secret Festival. I want to go to that festival. What's the secret? I want to know. Once again, I am Keith, and you've been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. It's so good to be back home again, to be here with all of you folks. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I definitely have more music to come, so don't be a stranger. I will be around, you know, just like the Spinach would say, you know. So thanks again.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music. From sports to entertainment and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.